I'm KUHF's Paul Pendergraft. Houston is home to thousands of new residents who immigrated here from virtually every country in the world. To pay tribute to Houston's international diversity, the Houston Grand Opera is presenting a special production this Saturday called The Refuge. Local immigrants were interviewed, and quotes from those conversations are being turned into lyrics for this performance. Houston author Leia Lax did the interviews, and she's also writing the lyrics. This week, she's introducing us to immigrants who shared their personal stories of survival. And today, we meet Mikhail Gurevich, a Russian Jew who survived the Nazi regime and now calls Houston home.
Mr. Gurevich lived in Latvia, and he was arrested by the Nazis. And the image that you'll be hearing while that's going on, he was part of a work crew. He was about 15, and he jumped forward and said, "I can do it." The trucks that they were bringing in and out of the town, at that point he didn't know why there were so many trucks coming in and out, were driving over ice and gravel. And so it was their job to shovel, to clean these hilly streets, to make the way clear for the trucks. And only the people who volunteered for that work crew survived the next couple of days. Everybody else was killed. So he was outside shoveling as the truck went by, and he heard his mother's voice from the truck.
There were Germans, soldiers. Every 15 or 20 minutes, one truck went with people, with Jewish people. And in one truck, my mother, she saw me, and she cried my name, "Malkiel, Malkiel." That's all what I didn't see.
The last you ever heard of her?
They were killed. We heard our machine gun shot. It continued. When they finished, they killed about 5,000 Jewish people.
He survived by escaping into the Soviet Union. There were quite a number of Jews who did that. He stayed many, many years in Soviet Russia, married. He was an immigrant. It was a huge adjustment. He was in Stalinist Russia as a Jew, which was a very dangerous position to be in. People could be arrested and sent to Siberia for owning anything printed in the Hebrew language. Parents who loved their children purposely gave none of their culture, none of the religion to the children to protect them so the children would be innocent. They wouldn't spout something that could get them in trouble. And it was only many, many years later when the borders started opening up a little bit in the mid to late 80s when the U.S. was giving refugee status to Jews from the Soviet Union. The adult daughter said, "Papa, you're coming with me," and brought him as an old man to Houston. So he was twice an immigrant. He was twice displaced.
Mikhail Gurevich's story is one of many expressed in music in Saturday's Houston Grand Opera performance of The Refuge. It's an original production that pays tribute to Houston's immigrant community. The performance will be broadcast live here on HPR, Houston Public Radio, Saturday evening, starting at 7 o'clock with a 30-minute pre-performance special. Tomorrow at this time, we'll meet Houston businessman Fazil Malik, who left his native Pakistan for a new life in Houston. I'm Paul Pendergraft, HPR, Houston Public Radio.